I remember back in 2011, I was preparing to retire from the United Methodist Church, serving as the senior pastor of the Waukena United Methodist Church. What a wonderful time it was as we were serving there for over 5 years, and it came to a point that I thought I wanted to retire. So I did. Well, in preparation of retiring, we wanted to think about what we wanted to do in retirement, and that was to become a full-time RVer. Take our motor home and travel around a little bit, and wanted to see parts of this country that I've never seen, and this is a big country, and it was a wonderful thing. At least that's what we thought. But Judy always told me, well, you know, if you want to make God smile, tell him your plans. Well, that's what I did. But we, in the meantime, thought, well, that's what we'll do. But we had to prepare to have a place to live, because after retirement, United Methodist Church, most pastors don't have a house or something that they bought. So we looked and we found a piece of property north of Monticello, and it was suitable to make it for an RV hookup and different things. And it had an old mobile home on it that somebody built around. But we wanted it primarily for the property. But we looked at that mobile home, and it was a mess. I mean, it was a mess. And we think, well, okay, but if we do the full-time traveling, that's what we'll do. We'll fix this little place up, and we'll rent it out, and we'll use this as our home base when we come back from traveling. And the rent would pay some of the expenses. Well, didn't work out that way. Lexi, our granddaughter, was born with cystic fibrosis, so we thought, oh, we can't do this traveling. We got to stay here close, and thanks be to God, she's now a teenage girl, and she is doing well. But it did not let us do what we thought we wanted to do, which was full-time RVers. But the house was a mess, and we had to restore and rebuild and clean and all that. Because when Judy first saw it, she said, I'll never live in that place. Well, lo and behold, when things changed, and in the process of remodeling it and fixing it up, it didn't look too bad. So sometimes we look at things and we look at our lives or even messes that we have that was caused by our own doing at times. So I was looking at Psalm 85, and the poet in Psalm 85 finds himself in a very similar predicament. Not the same as Ralphie and Judy, but very similar. You know, you can see yourself in scriptures if you really study the scriptures and look. And, you know, times have changed, but human nature's never changed. I think that's the beauty of God's word. But I digress. In Psalm 85, although the poet asks God to restore his fortunes, his pleas are not just for personal restoration. Psalm 85 is a prayer for the renewal of the nation. The nation of Israel is suffering. There is no peace or shalom for Israel. Peace meant to live prosperously in the land that God had given to them, free from fear of their enemies. But this was not their present experience. And now they know why. Their sins have angered God. So the psalmist looked back to when God forgave their sins in the past and restored them. And he asked God, God, revive us again, in verse 6. Well, the psalmist knows that the people need to do two things in order for the Lord to again grant us salvation. The first thing they must is to fear him. Now, that word fear is, to me, better translated love. But the word fear really means in reverence and awe. But we don't fear God, but we must love God. So, digressing, fearing God means simply this: recognize his rightful rule in our lives and the just consequences of his fierce anger if we disobey him. Well, disobedience is foolish, and that's for sure, but how many times have all of us disobeyed what we knew what was right, and we knew what God was telling us to do, and we just went our own way anyhow? Well, the nation of Israel must turn to repentance, not folly. And that's what he was talking about. Pursuing folly means forgetting to fear God, or to love God, or to respect God. But after numerous pleas for forgiveness and restoration, the psalm ends on a very wonderful note of hope. Verse 10, I think, is one of the most beautiful verses of the psalm. He said, love and faithfulness meet together in a picture of mutual delight as God's love for his people and obedience embrace each other. The love is God's love for us, shown in the covenant promises that he made to be our God and to bless us. Faithfulness, which springs forth from the earth, is our response to his love. And we need to be faithful servants. The second half of verse 10 repeats this truth in even more of an intimate picture. It says, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Wow, I like that. God's righteousness is his righteousness and all of his relationships, including his covenant people. And they look down from heaven and bring the peace or shalom to the people that are longing for it. I think that's why God decided, well, I need to send my son Jesus to show them the way. That's where I get this, the Word is the Way to Life podcast, because it says in John's Gospel that he became flesh and dwelt among us, showing us the way to have life and have it more abundantly. That was the mission of Jesus, and it is certainly a wonderful thing that he did, shedding his blood on a cross for the forgiveness of our sins, restoring us to a rightful relationship with God. Righteousness, that's all it means, it being in a right standing with God, and Jesus allowed us to have that relationship restored. But salvation is the meaning of love and faithfulness, because they meet. God the Father reached out in his love. God the Son, his perfectly faithful servant, was obedient even to the point of death on the cross. The result was a wonderful peace that we now enjoy. So think about it. When we need renewal and restoration, where do we go? We should go to the cross and focus on the love where faithfulness met. And then God did something really, really special for us too. Not only did he send his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and give up the ghost and be buried in a tomb, but on the third day he broke that bondage over sin and death that Satan was holding over us through the resurrection. But more importantly, he's promised to come again. But in the meantime, I love this. He said, I'm going to go to prepare a place for you. And if it was not so, I would tell you. I am going to send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit, to help you along the way until I return again. Wow. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I always realize that when you accept Christ into your life, you don't get him in pieces. You get him all. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, I just think about things in life, and just think about things not only in my life or your life, but wondering, has there ever been a time in your life when you felt you needed restoration? I always say that God was in the originator of the recycling thing, because, you know, he allows us to have restoration. When we get our life so fouled up, he lets us get restoration through the grace and love of his Spirit and the blessedness of his Son Jesus. And so when you feel that way, where do you go? Go to the Lord. He is the rock of our salvation. And when we encourage one another, and that's what we do, we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. We need each other. It says in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one. When one falls down, the other one there to pick us up. And that's what it is, and we're doing that series as Jesus as friend. So when you got your best friend with you everywhere that you go, and when you fall, he picks you up. Wow, what a blessing. What a wonderful thing. So I encourage you to continue that love relationship with Christ and allow the Psalms to look. It's sort of like looking in the mirror, I think, sometimes as we can see the things that other people went through, so that maybe we can avoid it or at least have an edification of what took place. So the Psalm is really this Psalm 85. It's for someone who is longing for personal spiritual renewal in Jesus' name. Well, thanks for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, and also known as The Pastor's Thoughts. And hope and pray that you come to see us in person at Bethel United Methodist Church, 1470 Bethel Church Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32304. Or you can give me a call, 850-591-9785. And just know that God loves you, and so do we. Have a good day.